At 97%, Massachusetts has the highest health insurance coverage rate in the nation. Officials at the Massachusetts Health Connector, the state's online health insurance marketplace, hope to improve on that. Open enrollment for next year begins this Friday, November 1st. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jason Lefferts, Director of Communications with the Massachusetts Health Connector.
Right now, we have about 290,000 people who get their health insurance through the Health Connector. And most of those people, about three-quarters, 80%, get coverage through our Connector Care program, which provides low premiums, low copays, and no deductibles. And people get help paying for their health insurance through state and federal subsidy.
And health insurance is still mandatory in Massachusetts, even though that requirement has been dropped at the federal level.
We require adults 18 and over to have health insurance. And that health insurance has to meet what we call minimum credible coverage. We want people to have health insurance they can actually use. We don't want them to get stuck with big bills thinking they have coverage for something. So we do have rules in place to make sure that people are getting good coverage. And any plan on the health connector meets those standards.
And so we're coming up on open enrollment. Talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Open enrollment starts this Friday, November 1st. That's the time when anybody who doesn't have health insurance can come in and get coverage through the Health Connector. If they want coverage for the new year starting January 1st, they need to complete an application, pick a plan, and pay for it by December 23rd, and then they'd have coverage starting January 1st. It's also the time when our current members can look around, do some shopping, and make sure they're in the right plan for next year.
How have the rates for premiums changed this year?
So generally, on the unsubsidized market, rates for connector plans have gone up about 4 or 5% for next year.
And I gather that's about typical, right, for commercial plans across the board, whether you're getting them through your employer or from the connector.
Yeah, I think what we've seen in connector is pretty similar to the merge market as a whole. And you know, this is why we encourage people to shop this time of year who are currently members, particularly unsubsidized members, if they see a plan that has a higher increase, or maybe they're looking for a plan that's just a little bit less costly. This is the time for them to do that shopping and see what's out there.
And how many commercial insurance companies offer plans through the connector?
For 2020, we have 9 carriers and over 50 plans, almost 60 plans available.
And is that about the same as for this year?
It's almost identical.
So people can expect, if they like their current health insurance, they can expect that they can stay with it then through the connector.
Yes, there's one, I think maybe particularly for your listeners, there's a Health New England plan, a bronze level plan that's being closed next year. We're going to move those folks into a very similar bronze plan with Health New England. But if they don't like that plan, they can certainly take the opportunity to shop and find something different.
Speaking about this area in western Massachusetts, I know in the past communities like Springfield and Holyoke, the percentage of people with insurance there is lower than the state as a whole. Is that still true? And if so, what's the connector trying to do to boost the level of coverage?
Yep. So we do continue to see that generally in Massachusetts. Typically, communities that have higher levels of immigrant populations, and particularly young men and Latinos, are less likely to be insured than the rest of the state. So we continue to make every effort we can to reach out to those people as directly as possible to let them know that they should have health insurance and that there is help paying for it available through the Connector Care program. So one of the new things that we've started for this year specifically for a place like Springfield is what we're calling Coverage Crews. And that's a group of 8 or 10 people who are you know, community volunteers who are going to be out and about throughout open enrollment, getting the word out. You know, they'll be stopping by businesses, hanging up signs, talking to people, holding events in the area to let people know that now's the time to sign up. We were in Springfield on October 15th, kind of introducing the Coverage Crew and getting the word out, and we will be doing it sort of relentlessly through January 23rd.
Now, in addition to the website, are there physical locations, are there offices where people can go if they have questions about the coverage options and how they can go about signing up?
Yep, right. So if you go to the website, mahealthcenter.org, you can complete an application and immediately find out what program you qualify for. If you want some help, which a lot of people do, because it can be seen as sort of a daunting or challenging experience, we have what we call navigators. They're community organizations that we partner with who provide in-person support. You can call them, make an appointment, come in, bring in all the documents that you might need, and they can walk you through the application, and they can also help you pick a plan. We have a number of navigators throughout Western Massachusetts. We have Caring Health Center in Springfield. We have the Hilltown Community Health Center, which is in Huntington. We have the Community Health Center of Franklin County, which is up in Greenfield. And then we also have EQ Healthcare, which is in North Adams. We also have a walk-in center at the Springfield Mass Health Center, which is on Industrial Ave.